Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady. We're back. It's the second time. And guess who I'm here with? You don't have to guess. I'll tell you. It's Keith Malley and Hemda.
Hello.
Back for another week.
Oh my goodness.
How do you guys feel?
I'm good. I see on the forums that they love you. Did you see that?
I did. I actually was going to start right away with some forum chatter. And first, I want to thank the forum people for their positive reinforcement of me. Thank you so much. Right. I'm excited to get into it with you guys. And please let me know more stuff that you want to talk about on this show. Apia, a forum friend, says, please talk about if you are sometimes surprised which guest is seen as controversial in the forums and which is not.
So maybe we have a guest and everything seemed fine to us, or it was controversial, and then it's the other side on the forums. They realize something went wrong, but we didn't, or vice versa.
Yeah, I don't know.
The only way I see it normally happen is that we had a hard time with a guest, but the audience didn't know it.
Yeah, that's always like super surprising because I imagine that they can hear the disdain in our voice then that we're not masking it well. And sometimes you can hear it. I think sometimes they're like, ooh, when Hemda said so-and-so, I'm like, yes, feel it. You guys know me. And sometimes we just kind of get away with it, or the guest gets away with it. But I like that. I like that we can have a good show whether we like the person or not, because eventually we'll just go, oh, we don't like this person, and we'll probably realize it whether it's at the same time or not, and we'll just start talking to each other. Or there are guests that hate Keith and like me, so all of a sudden they lock eyes with me and they don't let go, and vice versa. And I've learned to, like, if they're locking with Keith and there's a subject that they just keep looking at him, I'm just like,
make a sandwich.
Yeah, let me live over here for a second, you know?
Yeah.
Well, mark of a true professional that, you know, sometimes you get away with it.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's what 13 years gives you.
Woot woot. You'll understand. You'll follow more now, I think, with Bianca's show. But there are shows where I wanted the audience to know without me saying that we did not like this guest. I'm like, oh, I hope they figure it out.
That's true. That's true. And then when they don't, the next few shows, I think, are even bigger hints.
Right.
Like, you'll see the Easter eggs drop along the way, because we're like, no. You must hate this person with us.
Well, that brings me briskly ahead to
very brisk show.
Last week's guests. Mm-hmm. We had Christian Finnegan. Mm. We had Andrea and the debut appearance of Julia on the show. Rojo. Mm-hmm. Maria Wojciechowski. Yep. See what I did there?
Mm-hmm. Practice.
Hannah Boone.
Okay.
And it was a jam-packed week of guests.
Yeah. That's a lot of people.
Wow. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So some topics that I wrote down with Christian, we had like a kind of an argument breakout. And I don't think either of you were like super prepared to take a strong stance.
No.
Either way.
No.
So it was like, wait, why are we fighting about Justin Timberlake versus Janet Jackson? I don't care. You don't care. But for some reason, we both care.
It really did feel like that. But I don't like the I don't care thing, you know, because we could not care about any of the stuff we talk about on the show. Like, literally, you could bring up anything on our show and we have to be interested. That's what Yes And really is, not, oh, yes, I agree with your point of view. It's, oh, I accept that you said that and now this. But I felt like, and tell me, if, you know, because you heard it, tell me if I'm wrong. I felt like he brought it up. I was like, oh, that's not my opinion. And he goes, I don't care. Okay, then I'm still going to say my opinion. And then he goes against it again. And I'm like, what? Do you care or not care? You can't just dismiss my point with I don't care. Keith, Bianca. Bianca first.
I truly, and I'm not just trying to be diplomatic, I don't care. I did not understand why it was escalating.
Okay.
I was like, okay, now Hemda's hot under the collar. I don't get it. Now Christian's hot under the collar. I still don't get it.
I do think when Christian stumbles or... See, if Christian did a podcast for a bit, and he doesn't anymore. And the reason I think he doesn't is because, like most podcasters, he edits. and that's so time consuming, and he wants to come off just perfect, and he can't live a life and do that. You see, because it takes so much time. I think when he's on our show and he stutters and stammers, he wants to bail. He wishes it never happened. And then it's like, you know what? I don't even care. Why are you dragging me into this? It's like, it's okay. Just breathe and go
again.
But
that's not the way to fix it. And then this morning I see Todd PM is like, I'm so glad. Here we go. Episode 300, where Christian Finnegan is 100% correct about the maddening way Chemda presents pseudo arguments and then tries to play herself as easy breezy.
Well, maybe Todd's in love with you. Todd happens to be a psychopath. So keep that in mind. Chemda forgets the other things that these critiquers say.
I do remember that we don't like Todd PM. I was like, I don't know. I remember negative things about Todd, but I don't remember what.
I don't dislike him, but he is a button pusher. These people that are proud of pushing buttons.
I don't like just pushing buttons. I don't understand that. Well, I wrote, ha, I was the one saying I do care. And then he wrote 40-20.
To look up a time or to get high?
And then,
who knows?
And then Christian says, my man has receipts. Now Christian's out there thinking he got it all right.
Well, I mean, regardless of whether or not, you know, the argument, like who won the argument or who was on the right side of the argument,
the right argument
itself was pretty like unimportant. You know, we can't go back in time and, you know, cover Janet Jackson's nipple and then see how her career panned out.
But it's funny how people can't even agree if we saw a nipple or not.
Oh, we saw it. It was encased in silver.
Okay, so you didn't see it then. Do you see it? Why is this so confusing?
We saw more of the nipple than the areola, but we did see bare nipple skin.
You think there's bare nipple skin in the middle of that star?
There is.
Okay.
Okay.
She's a very silvery nipple.
Yeah. Moving along.
Okay.
On the forums also, Keith, people think that you did the right thing with regard to your dogs, your former dogs.
I do not see my dogs anymore because that would mean I see my ex. And at this point, there's no need to only see my ex because of dogs.
Right. So a lot of people were saying like, oh, I was in a similar situation and we decided to split the dogs. And it was like really emotionally wrenching every time I had to see these fucking dogs because it was really just an ex-husband or an ex-wife.
One second, Siri has an opinion. the dogs, they're dogs. And as much as they did love me, they love a bouncing ball in a car.
Yeah, sure.
They're going to be okay.
Yeah. And you know what? When you first had that opinion, I was like, wow, that seems cold. That's going to make you even seem colder than you are. And I was like, damn, I guess you have to say it. You know, it has to be you. And you're pretty easy breezy about it. But I'm seeing the responses. People really agree with you.
It'd be weird to be not, even if I'm fine with the marriage ending, which I am. There's still a weirdness going on, and to see her and pick up dogs is odd.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Do you feel like, do you miss them?
No. When I see pictures, I go, oh, I miss you. And then I scroll to something else and somebody's in a bikini.
You're like, swipe left on this dog.
Bye. I'll see you around town. But those apps that remind you what happened a year ago, those get me. In that it's like things keep coming. It says 1 year ago and it's a very happy picture. And I'm like, that was only a year ago? That's weird.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
That was only
How could that only be a year ago?
And when you
after 6 months already passed.
Right.
So basically 6 months ago, I'm looking at a picture. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, because you posted it.
Well, no, I'm saying if I look at a picture, like how are we this happy and now we're not together at all?
Oh, right. So when you look at that picture,
I'm like, this was if today was the divorce day, this picture was yesterday. No, not content enough as we should have been, but the pictures say otherwise.
Right. So in that picture now, do you have like a different story in your head? Like, are you like, oh?
No, it was a real moment. I'm not trying to trick people.
Yeah,
it's definitely a real moment. There are pictures that Kat would take after we just had an argument. And like, for example, there's a picture of us in DC that she likes a lot. And to me, all I remember in this picture is that was us sitting down on Lincoln steps talking about an argument that's just happened. And someone took a picture of us talking behind us, and she puts this picture up. And I'm like, do you remember that picture is a fight picture, quite frankly?
That's so funny. It was Hennessy that took that picture,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. Oh my God. It's so good to hear that you guys were fighting, because we were having such a hard time. I was having a hard time on that DC trip. I think it was maybe in hindsight too soon. We were like, we're just two couples that just, what do you mean it should be weird? And it was just exhausting and weird. And I don't think we all knew each other enough. And like, we weren't meshing
She got mad that I took a bite of your hot dog. I couldn't believe that became a thing, but I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Then she had some attitude from that. Then she wanted to start taking pictures, and she's taking pictures of me. And I'm like, just give us a second. We just had a fucking argument. And then she's like, why? Why can't I just take pictures? I'm like, how is this a thing? Don't take pictures for 2 seconds. Let's calm down for a minute. But no, somehow she's okay. And then that became a thing.
That's a good reminder to everyone listening that when you compare yourself to other people because of social media, you know, there's so much going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And people just put up this representation of their life. And of course, it's natural to look at it and be like, I'm the worst at living. Wow. Yeah. Look at Keith having a lovely moment with his wife on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. My life is so bad.
See, but I also think it's a reminder that your life could be bad and good at the same time.
Sure.
Like, that picture did have good things. It was a beautiful moment. There was a reason why, you know, that picture was captured. So even though you guys were having a hard time, you still were like having a great time in general. But yeah,
it kind of also goes back to the Christian Finnegan thing where Keith's idea is that he doesn't want to have any kind of example of him kind of not representing himself in the best way possible.
Right.
And that is frustrating, but it's not life. It's not honest. And we're trying to get real here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ha, that was, look at we brought some stuff out. Yeah. That we did a DC show then.
Yeah.
I think it was too soon. Like, I think we were just trying to figure each other out. I couldn't tell if you guys wanted to keep hanging out. We were like, are we hanging out together? And we're like, are we supposed to all hang out together all fucking day? Because we're trying to do show things and show prep, but it's like, maybe we should have taken a minute.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, moving briskly ahead, as always. Keith.
I remember that live
just
DC.
Just kidding. Take it, Keith.
I remember
Go
that
ahead.
Live DC show, and I was people were eating, and I would take food off each other's plates, and she hated that.
Keith.
Yes.
I was laughing so hard at how angry you were getting about people cheating in games.
Yes, it's ridiculous.
I mean, okay, number one.
Yes, Satan.
You're right. People, it's ridiculous. But the thing that makes me laugh is how mad it makes you. Like, it makes you so mad.
It made me mad. It makes me mad if we're talking about a friend or loved one. And I was talking about a loved one that I caught cheating multiple times. And I was in denial about it, but you put all the times together. It was obviously happening. What are we doing? What are we doing?
We're cheating in games.
Wouldn't it worry you, like, on a level, like, maybe he expresses himself like a Muppet, and so it's like, hey, it's still a game. But it would worry me. Like, why do you need this? It's a symptom of something that you need
I think I'd be more very disappointed with my friend or loved one. I'd be like, oh, well, why would you play then? Or, you know, what's going on with you that you feel the need to do that? Like, why is it important to you that you win at the expense of being honest with me about something?
And then they say back, I don't know what you think you saw. I didn't cheat.
Then you're like, okay, well, I think you need to take a good long look in the mirror, buddy. Good buddy. Because I did see you, and this is really weird. If you want to keep denying it, fine, but we're not going to play anymore. And probably, you know, the denial is the weirdest part.
I think that's why he's disgusted, is like it all comes with denial, because the cheating is denial. You're denying everything. You're denying fun. You're denying that you can win on your own. You're denying me of like a true game.
And to me, Bianca seems sweet and meek, and I'm surprised this doesn't disgust you.
You think I seem sweet and meek?
Yeah. Like, I couldn't picture you saying to somebody, I caught you cheating, and what is wrong with you? You would do that?
No, I would just be like, oh, what's going on with you? Why? I thought I saw you cheat. And I think I would be upset, but I would be, my feelings would be hurt. It's like a hurt feeling, anger.
Yeah.
But for it to be, you know, catalyzed by something as small as that, it's like it points to a bigger thing. I don't know. I just think it's interesting.
I think he's mad, but it's really disgust. And and when Keith is disgusted, he only has like one level, which is you're dead to me.
Right. That's what I find fascinating. The extreme nature of that. It's like, okay, I guess we can never talk again.
See,
goodbye forever.
I'm older than you, so I've had more experiences. So I know that the disappointment leads to anger. So I just jump to the anger. I don't got time to mess around.
Okay. That's fair.
Keith gets through all the stages of
grief and all that.
Yeah, he's just like, I went through that.
I want more talk about this on the forums. If you guys have opinions, please write in.
And add if you're a cheater. Are you a cheater with games?
I don't think so.
How don't you know?
I mean, I think I would be tempted. And
have you cheated in a game?
I don't think so.
See how hard this is to get an answer. You think I'm going to pin down somebody I'm with?
I mean, maybe when I was a little kid, but not as an adult.
Okay.
I hate losing, so I can see being super tempted to cheat because I hate losing, but I wouldn't do it.
Now, when you cheat, so you're just making this up, so I don't know if it matters, but you're picturing yourself cheating. Can you imagine? You're picturing yourself cheating. What would you get out of it? That you don't look stupid to somebody else?
No, it's just like a fixation on winning. It's just like being obsessed with making a goal, like doing a goal that I have that's very arbitrary.
But deep down, you know you cheated, so who cares?
But it's all emotional. Like I think I live my life coming from a more emotional place where I would be making decisions that don't make sense.
Right.
But I truly think, like, the one thing that comes to mind is that this girl tried to teach me to play chess at summer camp. Mm-hmm. But really, she was doing like this so annoying thing where she was like, oh, actually, that's not how it is. So then I take this piece and I'm winning and I'm winning and I'm winning. And I was like, okay, you're not teaching me to play. Right. You're just like using me as a way to make yourself feel good.
Well, you put lye in her shampoo. That I get.
And then I took my leg and swept it across the chessboard. And I was like, we're done playing chess. Call me if you want to play checkers. Okay.
Call me if you want to play checkers. King this.
Yeah.
It's not a you're dead to me situation.
Yeah. I was like, this is not how it's going to be, that you are better than me. And you're like, but it was still coming from a purely emotional place. No logic.
If I caught a girlfriend cheating with another guy, I would at least understand you're trying to get more or anything like this. It could at least make sense. Cheating on a game is so petty and makes no sense.
I agree with you, but it doesn't make me as angry as it makes you. I don't think.
Something's going on. All right. Your organs are failing. Something's happening inside.
Yeah. No, definitely you're... Definitely, guys, listeners, please understand that in every situation, Keith is right, okay? And just take that with you to your grave.
Everybody follows these geniuses. There's a chance I might be one. There's a chance.
No, there's not just a chance. Right. It's fact. Thank it's you. Law, okay? And the sooner you realize that, the better you'll do. Okay, Keith is right. Moving briskly ahead. I thought it was funny that Rojo doesn't care what you do to his dead body.
He doesn't mind.
And I was thinking about it, and the only reason I would care is that I'm worried that, like, we don't know enough about death and that it would still hurt.
Right.
Like, if you cut off my arm after I'm dead, what if I still feel it?
I read flowers feel, so who knows?
Who does know?
Right.
People are like, I want to be cremated. I think I do, but what if you can feel it? That would suck.
And they something's wrong with the machine. They stop it halfway. Half your body still, you know, around.
But then if you can feel that, you can feel your body decomposing also.
Yeah, but that's slowly, like a nap.
Yeah. Keith gets it.
Keith is always right.
He's always right.
Somebody solidified their position at Keith and the Girl.
Is it me?
Yeah, so that was funny to me. You couldn't get him. He was like, go for it, man.
He says, go for it. But it is funny that he wouldn't sign my silly piece of paper saying, I'm Rojo and I give Keith my body. And he won't sign it.
Yeah, that's true.
He won't even scribble his name like he would a receipt at a store.
He'd rather go to Chance.
Yeah.
Just
believe me, I would.
Yeah.
Okay, so sign that stupid piece of paper
I ripped.
Nah, there's no need. There's no need because it's all silly. Yeah, but just do it. I do everything silly as a stand-up comedian, but no, I will not do this.
Yeah. We can't have it in writing.
Right.
You know, a verbal agreement is only as good as the paper it's written on.
Well, I brought this up the other day. Julia happened to just walk into the room, but Julia says, you can desecrate my body if you want. I don't care, for science. Desecrate means it's violent and disrespectful, but we learned about cancer.
For science, though.
Right.
Science could be psychological, and the science that we're learning is psychologically what a person goes through when he's doing that to a body.
All right.
Science is everywhere, you guys. Mm-hmm.
I have a challenge for the forums. List the top five people in your life who you would donate your dead body to, and we'll see if Keith comes up on the list. Be like, it could be not just people, but like, you know, institutions.
Right.
American Cancer Society, whatever it is.
Well, I would like to think the American Cancer Society gets the body first.
Would you?
No.
I think you want to be number one.
I know it's your show, but if I can bring up a topic.
Of course.
I just want to do a check on who put me in their Tinder/
Thank
any kind
you.
Of
yes.
app. Because what I'm noticing is if you put me in there, you get dates. Do you have me in there?
No.
No. Do you have any dates?
No.
Interesting. Interesting. Keith?
I have our Village Voice cover photo.
That counts.
And I just went on a date last night.
Interesting.
Ooh, girl.
So interesting.
Do you want a dish on last week on KTG? Give the people a little something.
The date went very, very well. Ooh. Left with a makeout.
Oh, shit.
That's cute. I texted her today saying, I read that I'm not supposed to text you right away, so I don't seem eager. So hi, but whatever.
Very charming.
Yeah, so we're hitting it off.
That's awesome. Congrats. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And I think Hemda gets all the credit in the world for that.
It's not an accident.
Hello. And I look terrible in that photo, so extra wonderness for him.
People, listen, the system works. Put her in there, okay? We're not doing this because we don't know anything, right?
I'm telling you, March 11th, right after the show, and we have a photographer there. We might even have two. We're going to be taking pictures for your dating apps with me, and Keith can be there too if you want.
I don't just say I don't get. I don't. Everything doesn't have to be for me. Just give me your body.
Just can't. You can stop with your profile, but we're gonna need that body.
But with Hemda, go when you're alive. With me, come when you're dead.
Keith and the Girl, dead or alive.
Right. Oh, cool. Okay, so I want to end with another topic with Hannah Boone. You guys are talking about her. Like,
is she a favorite? What? She's the dream.
She's so fun.
Dream her and Wojciechowski.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
It is funny when Hemda says Maria's name, she goes for the last name, Wojciechowski.
I love Wojciechowski.
That's part of her gloating thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, gets into all aspects of her life. She can say it. Yes. They're great. I mean, and I think what I wanted to bring up with both with regard to both of them is that talking about mental health or talking about like experiences of harassment, and Keith and the girl is like a really interesting and great place for people to have kind of honest testimonials about their experience and kind of consciousness raise for the listener. So in the forums, if you want to talk about like times during the thousands of episodes that you were moved by a personal story, I think that would be a cool discussion.
Yeah.
Because we're
deep, man.
Just last week, we got a bunch of them with Maria talking about her mental health, Hannah talking about that guy who in the car, and then you brought up something for you about getting your boob grabbed in That's a car. Right.
Yeah.
Anything
just when you think you forgot all that stuff.
Right.
No, guys.
I think we all have things to say. And I love that we're saying them. We're encouraging people to talk about it.
To me, it's great because, you know, Keith will drop, like, and then he tried to grab my boob. And Keith will say the most ridiculous, you know, joke experience right there that could, when you talk about triggers and PC culture, it could send someone in a tizzy. And we all just explode with laughter. And it makes me want to talk about when other people grabbed my boob. And it makes me feel less like I made someone grab my boob somehow subconsciously because I thought he was cute and whatever. Now it's like, it takes less to talk about it. And it's just, and it could be funny because it's not happening to me right now.
Right.
So that's the best.
Agreed.
Keith, somehow you're a piece of shit and it works.
You know what? It's just time for me to listen.
Well, you know what? You say that and it's funny, but I notice that you do when those conversations start happening and I'm listening to the show, I'm like, Keith's taking it in.
Thank you.
Boy, he gets a lot of credit.
Well, can you see why?
Yes.
I mean, he's been right about everything so far.
Thank you, Bianca, for
the past decades.
Looking around and living.
So what did we learn this week? How do we feel?
That Keith is always right.
Okay.
I've been recently saying he's like the Buddha, but not. And I think that's a
same haircut.
I say something to, and with the ice cream, getting the same body. With Hemda, I'll say something, and she'll be like, "Oh, that's good. That's a thing." Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Oh, okay. My thought is a registered thing.
It's a philosophy." I'm just like, the thing that you said goes with like this Buddhist philosophy that I just learned about. And he goes, "Yeah, that's a thing." I'm listening. It's time for me to listen. It's a thing.
Hey, the guru is in. Anybody have questions? I'm not available. Yeah, I thought it was a great week.
That's good.
And thank you guys again for having me and for letting me ask you about it.
Please. Our pledge.
Friggin' love it.
Thank you for keeping everything, again, so brisk.
That's brisk, baby. My new catchphrase.
And now, the closing theme song.
You know it, you love it, and Keith is always right. Dun, 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 dun. That was last week. On Keith and the Girl, keithandthegirl.com.